now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Lowe.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Okay, thank you. I've got a treat for you today. On this program, you will witness three remarkable miracles for people in the most dire straits, in the worst condition that you could be in. And God intercedes, intercepts, and heals their bodies in a most dramatic way. We are going back to India with David Hogan of Freedom Ministries. And he's relating the events of three miracles that he was part of, that he witnessed and experienced while he was in India. Now, you that are familiar with David Hogan, you know that he is wild and wonderful, and he is a man of adventure. So, today we're going to jump right into the middle of him relating these events in India, the miraculous power of God moving in a supernatural way. These miracles are shocking, exciting, they'll change the way you think. And here he is, David Hogan.
So, that's happening here right now. See, that's going on. We're going to pray for that in just a minute. Got to remind me. But it's important. I feel it. It's going to happen in Jesus' name. I really enjoy myself in India. Very good. Let's clear that up. Because soon as I landed in New Delhi for the very first time, five, something, it was hot. And so I got out here in the taxi and I'm going and I'm tired. I've been on the jet for like 40 something hours and all I'm looking for is a hotel. I don't give a flip if the bed's made out of concrete or not. I want to go to lay down. Just lay down. And the first thing that met me was this big billboard that said, "Welcome to India, land of 300 million gods." And I looked at my team. I said, "I'm not going to do well here." They got 299,999,999 gods. Too many. There's only one. One God, and his name is Jesus. So just the other day we was over there in India, and I like it. And so, and they got these orphanages and they got these, and I'm part of that and we're helping with that work and all that. And they got these Bible schools and I like it a lot. And, Nepal, people in our schools are from Nepal and Bhutan and all those nations around, six or eight of them, China and around. And I like it. I like my job. And so I'm there and I don't have time to tell you the whole deal, but I want to tell you a couple of miracles. Because it's not my fault whatsoever. I was just standing there watching them happen. And I really liked this part of it. Because I was tired. I had been there for a long time, lots of days. And I was preaching like six times a day. And it was getting stressing on my body physically. Oh, a couple of sparkles coming. Good, 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 good. Red ones. Those are red. And it's late at night. And I hadn't had any curry in a while. And so I was hungry. And so I'm going along, And the thing grew so big that I couldn't move. They put all this stuff too, but there were people. It was just like, wow, lots of folks. And there was this lady. I love this about people who are hungry. They don't care about security and little bands and stuff and how growl at them. They don't care. When they need something, they're going to go to where they think they can get it. And I appreciate about people. And this lady in the wheelchair, she couldn't talk. She was crippled. She was all bent up and drooling everywhere, but she was noisy. Like that. And so for the whole time, they put her way back there because she was noisy. But then as the people started growing, and we got out from the 1,200 pastors that were there, 1,500, whatever it was, a bunch of them, it got really big. And then she was pushed all the way down till finally she, I didn't know what she was wanting because I'm protected. You know, I'm fragile, I guess. And, so I'm protected. And it's okay, it's good. It's sometimes. Finally, she's sitting in a wheelchair, all crippled, and she's bent over and everything, and she's struggling. And trying, and she finally got a hold, because I walked, you know, I walk around, but there wasn't but a little bitty space, and I got over there close to her, and she got a hold of my britches leg with the finger, just like this. And she started just laughing. That's what she's been after the whole time. And I didn't know it, or I'd give it to her the first day. I'd give her a whole pair of pants if she wanted them. I didn't got them before. Who cares? I mean, who cares? Jeez, she can get some more. And so, she, you know, I'm talking about to you the wall of fire. I'm talking about the glory in the midst. I'm talking about the breath or the spirit of life that's in you because of the wall of fire and the glory in the midst. It absorbs into you. You become like it is. It does not take on your characteristics. You take on it. You become like it is, and it is all-powerful. It don't make you all-powerful. It makes the breath of life in you all-powerful. Okay. And so you know, I was happy that she was quiet for finally, so I could talk. You know, and so I got to doing my thing, and so we started moving around. I was fixing to pray for a few people, and she screamed at me, and I turned and looked at her, and all of these people looked at her, and she's been in the wheelchair 10 years, right? And all of a sudden, I didn't recall the change. I cannot give you what brought the change about. I'll pay attention. I try to, but I'm watching everything. I observe details. And so then all of a sudden she's trying to get out of that chair. And I turn and I'm looking at her, and she's locked on me, buddy. It's locked. It's laser time, son. And all of a sudden she stood up, and I go, whoa! I mean it. Whoa! That is amazing. And so now what? Wait, yeah. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. And so what happened was, I turned to go to her, right? But have you ever been around when miracles just, what we call, I don't know what the right terminology is. I apologize. I don't get to go to school like y'all. So I don't know what to say about it. I know it, we call it, they break out. They just whack start happening. And you just never, you're always caught off guard. You're wanting to go get some tea or some curry or something. And here he comes and changes everything. Whack. I'm telling you, he thinks he's in charge, Brother Bill. We have tried our best to let him know that we're in charge, but it just seems like it don't work. What? Woo! And I'm telling you, when that woman stood up and her arm started popping and snapping, and her arm, and I'm going, whoa. By the time I took a breath and turned to put my foot toward her, shoop, the gap was closed. I couldn't move. The press of people hit me, and I'm telling you, my boots was scooting across the tile. All right. And then I tried to go to her because when a miracle happens, smart people try to get by it because some kind of energy hit her to make her body go against the natural law that's got a hold of her, the disease. And so you want to get over there because there might be a little bit left you can get a hold of and get you a nibble. And so, but I didn't make it. because now I'm scooting, because this press of people now is all the way around me, and they're pulling my clothes, ripping them off, and it's nice. Makes you feel wanted. And I'm sitting there, right? And I'm trying to get to her. Oh, I need to hug her. No, not going to happen. This iron hand grabs me on the shoulder. Whack! And I go, turns around. And there's this littlest old bitty fella there. But boy, he had a grip that would take you down. And I said to him, boy, you got a grip. He looked at me and started talking in Hindi. So I was talking to him in English. And he was talking to me in Hindi. And I don't know what he was saying, but I just know what I was saying. Because I speak lots of languages, but one of them's not Hindi. So I said to him, what do you want? And he goes, and I said to him, well, I don't understand what you're saying, darling, but I'll tell you this, whatever it is, God can fix it. And so he goes off on me again. So I thought, maybe he understands Spanish. So whack, ¿qué quieres? ¿Qué estás hablando? ¿Por qué no me hablas en español o inglés? ¿Qué te pasa? And he didn't respond to that either. Finally, all right, finally, we get somewhere. Because he points up, he points at me, and he put his hands up to pray. And I said, okay, you want me to pray to my God so you can be healed? I got it! Because I lost my interpreter because that was his cousin got out of the wheelchair. I'd never seen him again. He was gone. And I started observing this fella. His right arm and hand was shriveled. Do you know what that means? That's why his grip was so strong, because he only had one hand, right? This fella's right arm, and it was 100% immobile, and it was shriveled. And I looked at him, I thought to myself, this man needs God. So I reach over and I grab him by the hand, the shriveled hand, because I remembered in the Bible. Does anybody remember in the Bible when Jesus was in the temple? You know, I had never seen a shriveled hand come back to life, but I had seen it in the Bible, so I figured it's probably going to be a legal thing if we did this. And so I reach over and I touch this shriveled hand with my hand, and I said, now, command, he can't understand me. See, that throws some of y'all's theology just clean out the window. Baby and all. You lose it all. Because y'all believe in all this communication on the same page stuff. And I don't even know what that means. So I reached and I touched him. And I mean, you would not believe the lightning bolt that hit us. I'm telling you, my hand, I really thought I was going to unjoint. I thought that my shoulder and my elbow and all these joints had come apart. Wham! I'm screaming. And then his arm goes 100% disability shriveled, half the size of the other hand. Whack! He goes up in the air like that. And then, right in front of all of us, lots of people, we watched his hand, the shriveled hand, it started working, and then it went like the size of the other hand. And I'm going, whoa! Did you see that? I saw it with these two eyeballs. That is impressive. It's called the spirit of life. The spirit of life. The breath of life, the wall of fire, and the glory in the midst. You gotta watch stuff, it's sneaking up on you. Bite that camera's nose off. Scary thing. Miss Hogan. Ms. Hogan, let's have a personal conversation. And then something new happened that I hadn't seen outside of Mexico. All right? The wheelchair person got up, and then the shriveled hand thing happened. And then all of a sudden, we had Acts chapter 2 all over again. The Holy Ghost fell. Whack! There was around 180 to 200 doctor proven verified miracles. Whack! And now, this is going to bother you religious twits in here. That was, tell them, Deb, that was very, very, whatever it was supposed to be nice. Safe, yeah. What do you call it? There's another word. Tactful. Thank you so much. I like smart people around me. Tactful. That was tactful. So I'm down here now. These miracles are just like popcorn. You can just throw it in the oil and she pops. That thing is hot and it's popping corn, boy. I'm serious. I was absolutely enjoying myself. It was wonderful. It was Counselor. It was Prince of Peace. It was Mighty God. It was Everlasting Father. And I was having fun. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, you're hungry. And I said to myself, self, what time is it? So I looked and I said, oh, it's midnight. We got to get out of here. And myself responded, let's go. No kidding. This is no kidding. And so I thought to myself, look at all the people. How am I going to get out of here? So I thought, I know what. I'll just go on the floor and sneak out. So I went down on my knees, and I'm sneaking out. And I'm going under people between their legs, and I made it. Woo-hoo! You know, and people say to me all the time, what, are you loony bear? I mean, come on, God's doing miracles. He's popping everywhere. Let me tell you a secret real quick, in case I failed to tell you earlier. I can't do miracles, but I can eat a big bowl of curry. Especially when the restaurant's closing at 1 and it's already something after 12. I don't care if it's the bottom of the pot. Give it to me. I'm hungry. So I made it out there, and I'm climbing down the stairs, and here comes the spiritual people. They always got to stop you and won't let you go get your curry. And they said to me, there's a lady dying over here. I said, really? Like, let's do a square mile here. How many is there? Like 20,000 dying? I mean, come on. Let me eat my curry. So I said, no. I'm going to eat. And of course, then now you turn from this saint to a devil. It's weird how quick you can change. And you still the same fella. But it's opinion. And so I went and got in the car. I told my driver, go get my son-in-law. So I told my driver, go get him and tell him I said. So he gets out, he goes up there, and here comes my son-in-law, drunk. No wonder he wouldn't come. They had four guys toting him. And I said, oh no. These religious people are going to get him. I wasn't getting out. Sure enough, here goes. They go over there. And he goes, yeah, praise God. And so I said, these are the new guys. You know, they don't get it. Got to eat sometime. And so, you know, they carry me, disappears, whoop, up in this dormitory thing. Boy, you should have seen this lady in there. She was nearly dead. They were telling the truth. There was blood everywhere. Blood was running out of her nose, out of her mouth. Lungs were on the floor. She wasn't going to make daylight. Soon as they walk around the corner, the interpreters and the people carrying my son-in-law, whack, they all passed out because of the gravity of the situation. My son-in-law, I trained him myself. He's a soldier. And we're not overcome with what our eyes see or our nose smells or our ears hear. We're overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So here he is, tracking in his blood over. And some couple guys got a hold to him, and I mean, it's deep blood. Thick old red stuff. Deep, deep, almost black. And she ain't gonna make it. And he reaches his hand out. God, do you understand how wonderful God is who you work for? I'll tell you, I don't have the right words to describe him. He is wonderful. He is Counselor. He is Prince of Peace. He is Mighty God. He is Everlasting Father. He is Breath of Life. And he reaches over and touches her. In the name of Jesus, be healed. And nothing happened. And so that thing's following me around. And so y'all can't see it, but I do. And so he comes back to the car. I mean, his boots, they got blood all over from just walking. It was so much blood, pints now. And she's dead. It don't matter. And so I told him, you ain't getting in my car. You ought to clean your boots up. So I made him clean his boots up. And he did. And he got in. So we went to the house. You know, we got in the bed around 2:30 or something. Because I had to eat my curry. And then at 5 o'clock, I get up like I do every time. And I got to praise God a couple of hours before I go preach again. Because I got to preach at 7:30. So, worshiping God, speaking in tongues. Got my Bible going in Spanish over there for a few hours. And I'm worshiping God. You know, and I go back to the place, right? And I'm bright-eyed. Man, I got 3 or 4 hours. I'm good. And so I go back to the place, you know. And there's this obnoxious woman there. And she's a Tibetan. She's dressed in Tibetan clothes. And, you know, and we're worshiping God. Boy, she's wild and loud and all of that. And it's my turn to talk, and she won't shut up. And so finally, I'm one of these people that participate. So I walk over to her. Excuse me. Why are you so loud and noisy? And she turns around and talks to me in Tibetan. And I told her, I didn't understand a thing you said. So I got me an interpreter over there. Do you know who she is? Anybody know yet? The lady from last night that was dying in her own blood with her lungs out on the floor. After my son-in-law prayed for her, her words, I quote, fire from heaven came. And when it got down to the bottom of my feet, the blood stopped and I felt energy oozing into my body. She was getting what's called a transfusion. She was getting the blood covenant on her life. And I mean, this lady was wacko. She was out of it. Wah! And I went with her. When I found out who she was, me and her was dancing everywhere. You ought to see the video. It's wild. I didn't even get to talk. I was busy dancing. Yes. Very good. Very good. Good.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, Lord, and oh, Lord. I know I'll be made whole. And what she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh, oh, 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 oh."
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is www.globalairforce.net. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
Flying with Global Air Force.